Central Australian Indigenous communities are turning their passion for Aussie rules football into a new local industry. Today in Alice Springs, the fourth generation football maker Sid Sherin gave a masterclass in crafting handmade leather footballs. The project hopes to create 100 jobs in its first 3 years. Paula Kruger reports.
The idea of starting up a football industry in Central Australia started a couple of years ago, soon after Chris Harms moved to Alice Springs when his wife started work there as a lawyer.
I was struck by the terrible problems here, the violence, the ganja, the alcohol, on the negative side, but on the positive side, the incredible passion and the great football culture that exists here in the Red Desert and in Alice Springs. And a friend of mine, Ted Egan, and I was throwing some ideas around, and I had seen some boys kicking around an old red Sherin footy. And I thought, that's a good idea. I could build an industry around footy. I wonder how hard it would be to make a leather footy.
Today, the curious and the crafty poured into a room that used to be an old office for Federal MP Warren Snowden. But today, it was the stage for a masterclass in making footballs, under the instruction of Sid Sherin, fourth-generation football maker. Mr. Sherin is now a real estate agent and only crafts footballs as a hobby. It's usually his personal time, but he didn't mind sharing his skills today.
I just enjoy the passion and thrill out of doing what I do. To be asked to show my skills to the community, it gives me a huge thrill. I love it. And you can see the eyes light up with the people that we've been showing that they're entering into a new domain. And to me, that's extremely exciting.
I understand there's talk about using camel leather further down the track. What's that like to work with?
I don't know, but I tasted it last night. I was at a restaurant and I'd never tasted camel before. It was an experience. We use cowhide. Camel hide, I don't know. Only time would tell to see how it would go. But, talk about Central Australia. It'd be lovely to be able to use a product that's going to be extremely good and something that ties in with the history of this particular region.
Today was the first of many workshops Sid Sherin plans to hold in Indigenous communities in Central Australia. For Chris Harms, it has taken nearly 18 months of planning to get the project to this stage. Of the first three balls to come out of it, one will go to Prime Minister Julia Gillard, one to Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin, and the third is just for having a kick around the place. The big goal is to have six balls ready for the Dream Game at the MCG in 6 months.
If we can't make a first-class ball that's bounced on the MCG at the Dream Game between Essendon and Richmond, it's going to be hard to sell cheap balls. So we're looking at first grade balls, second grade balls and the really cheap balls to be made by peace workers, CDP, traineeship people. We talked to the CEOs of the jail to get fellas who are in jail for 3, 6, 9 months to do training to make balls and to produce master leather makers like Sid Sherin who hand make balls.
There is just a little more red tape to deal with before the Nurajuta Corporation's football project is officially up and running. They're hoping to start making footies early next year. Chris Harm says his dream is that 12% of Sherin footballs be made in Central Australia to match the 12% of current professional footballers who are Indigenous.
Paula Kruger.